Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. It's a podcast where we take business owners, CEOs, marketing directors, whoever else I feel like, four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Question number one in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Well, thank you so much, Bob. My name is Deborah Rue, and I am the CEO and founder of Rue Global Impact. And what Rue Global Impact does is we work with global corporations all over the world, making sure that people with disabilities are meaningfully included from the perspective of employees, from as a customer perspective, and also talking about it from a brand perspective.
Perfect. Love it there, Deborah. Question number two, what advice do you want to share? Go.
Well, I think it's really important in that now, especially during COVID-19, when we all went home, shelter in place to stay safe, we learned how important technology is. So it's very important that technology works for all humans. So humanizing technology is very important to me and others in this field. Certainly, if you're a person with disabilities and the technology is not accessible, you don't have access. That's a problem. Digital connectivity, also very important in these conversations. I'm in the United States. 163 million Americans don't have access to high-speed connectivity, and there's only 330 million Americans. And so there's a lot of work to be done to make sure that technology is accessible and that we have access to technology and digital inclusion. And that is a good way to also reduce the digital divide and help the United Nations work together on the goal of 17 sustainable development goals to make the world work for the earth, but all of the other inhabitants as well.
So how do you actually go about doing that for a company?
Well, what we do is we work with, our customers are very large global corporations. And so we work with them to make sure that accessibility has been built into the DNA of the company. And I'll just give you an example. If you're creating apps or you're creating a website and they're not accessible to people that are using assistive technology like screen readers, if I'm a person that's blind, or if I'm required to click on that mouse and I can't use my hands, it's really important to make sure that technology works for everybody. But at the same time, the good news about making a technology accessible to people with disabilities is it also makes it more accessible and usable for all of the other human beings as well.
So what are some things, if I start making an app right now, things that I need to be considering?
Well, you need to make sure that anything that you're presenting in a graphical way, a pictorial way, an animation way, that there is other ways that you can access that information. So if you're presenting something in a graphical way, you have to in some way make sure that same content is being presented in some kind of textual way. So to just ground that comment. If I make a video and I don't caption the video, well, the majority of people, according to Facebook and Verizon did a study, watch your videos with the sound turned off. So if the sound is turned off and you don't have any caption or transcription, you're assuming that people are going to understand what you're talking about and they might not. So that's just one grounded example of how you make sure that you're fully accessible.
Perfect. That makes sense there. Question number three. Time for question number three. It is time for shout outs. Go for it.
I would shout out to Greta Thunberg, who created Climate Strike, where she encouraged high school students all over the world to go on strike over taking care of our, you know, planet, making sure that we're really focusing on climate change and doing something about it. Also, Greta is a person with autism, and a lot of people were making fun of her, the way she looked, the way she talked, and that she had autism. And she said, I consider autism is my super strength. I'm a superhero strength here. And so shout out to her for not being afraid to change the world, even though people told her she was too young, she had autism, go sit down. She didn't listen to anybody. She just knew that she could make a difference in the world.
Perfect. That works there. So let's get to question number four, the final fun question. Deborah, tell me about your first sale.
Well, I would say my very first sale that I ever made was with the Department of Agriculture in the United States government. And why it was so important was a lot of people were saying, oh, you're so sweet for wanting to include people with disabilities and thinking that's going to be a for-profit business. But I really appreciated that they were willing to let me help them for free. And then it turned into a sell so that I could prove this was a viable business.
Perfect. Love it there. So, hey, Deborah, you have 3 minutes and 25 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You could ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best of when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go for it.
All right. Well, I would say I want to make sure that we appreciate what it means to be fully human. And we stop deciding that some people don't matter because of the color of their skin, because they might love the wrong type of person, because they are religious or they aren't religious. And we really take time to really be empathetic of each other, but at the same time, understand that human beings are complex. I believe that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, but I hope that we take more time to be empathetic of each other, support each other, and stop deciding that certain members of our society are not valuable.
Absolutely there. Love it there. Hey, you pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Deborah, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
And we love it. So love it there.
Appreciate what you're doing. It's so
thank
fun.
You. Thank you. Hey, your website, say it real quick.
It is rueglobal.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Deborah, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And for everyone else watching and listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.